We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee, or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Today's Daily Highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Phil Siciliano is here.
Siciliano.
There you go. If you say it correctly, right?
Yeah.
Is it Siciliano?
Siciliano.
Easy. Anyway, if you ever saw photos from our wedding, my wedding mm-hmm. from years ago, Phil.
Yeah.
The most incredible photographer known to Weddingville. And world. But Phil used to be our intern at our morning show years ago. We used to call him Psycho Phil.
That was me.
I still do call him that.
Why did we call him that? I forgot.
Because he was psycho,
oh,
man.
It was a little wild back then.
You still are.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, so when it comes to wedding photography, you've been to many weddings. You've seen different techniques that these women and men go through to get the right shot at the right time, and sometimes they get in the way of the wedding. You just want to like smack them with a fly swatter. You and your crew did such an amazing job at our wedding, and I'll never be able to thank you enough.
Oh.
Beautiful work.
Thank you.
But that's a whole different story, the world of wedding photography. So they approached Phil and said, we want to do a documentary about what it's like being a wedding photographer.
Oh, cool.
So it's living on the web right now. It's alive.
So this is the world premiere pretty much of it. We just released it last week, like a soft release.
Right.
And yeah, we're going to start pushing it now and really showing people what it is to be behind the camera.
Would you take that jacket off? It's the loudest jacket in the world.
I'm sorry. I don't hear it.
I can't hear Phil. His jacket is too loud.
I'm sorry.
Remember that time Lady Gaga came in? She's wearing like stuff made out of shower curtain material, and you couldn't understand a word she said. It was crinkling.
Yes,
much better.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. So the things you guys go through, because you have the emotions of the bride and the bridal party, you have the groom that shows up drunk. I mean, you have seen it all probably in your field.
We become the local planner, the psychiatrist of the day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We're really the ones in charge, if you think about it.
How many breakdowns do you see?
Like 4 or 5 a day.
Well, what?
Alex broke down. Alex broke down.
He did? Oh,
Alex,
what?
Because Phil was like, okay, pose this way, pose that way. And Alex is like, I'm done. I don't want any more photos. And we had to dismiss the photo staff for a moment.
Well, to be fair, that was the end of the night.
It was the beginning of the night.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do a few of these, so.
Anyway, so why do you think it's important for the world to see the wedding and everything from the perspective of the photographer?
Well, I think a lot of people only see it for face value, because when you see a wedding, what do you see? after it's over, if you weren't there, you just see the pictures. You mm-hmm. don't see the work that goes into it to make it the kind of day that it is.
Right.
And there's hundreds of thousands of professionals in the wedding industry where we show up and nobody even knows we're there. So now it's kind of cool to see this breakdown of like a third wall where you see what we're doing now and mm-hmm. you see what we go through to get you to be the best you can possibly be on the most important day of your life.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not going to mention the name of the friend that we have that had a wedding with us. They had photography people there. It was the worst experience ever.
Really?
You were there.
I was?
Yes. I had to kick them away from the bride and groom so they could have a moment to themselves. And they wanted them to like re-enter the room three or four times to get the perfect takes. And I'm like, leave them alone.
Oh.
You're bad at what you do. They had the bad band, too. What an awful
okay,
wedding.
Okay, now I know who it is. As soon as you say bad band, I know what wedding we're talking
exactly.
about.
We have a very simple approach. I tell all my couples, I need you to do one thing that day. Show up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of the rest. I need you to be present, experience your day. We're like a fly on the wall. We'll tell you what to do, but we're not going to get in your way.
Well, look, you know, there is no... Froggy has a question that I have a thought. Yes, Frog, what's up?
Hi, Froggy. Well, so many times, a lot of people, when they're planning their wedding and they want to try to cut costs, the last thing you want to do is cut costs with a photographer. Because these are pictures that will last a lifetime, and you want to make sure that you're getting a pro. And maybe by this documentary, it shows people how much work actually goes into being a photographer. It's not just, oh, I'll just take pictures.
Right.
Well, what I will say is, pre-COVID, pictures were not number one on the list. And after COVID, it became a thing where I would tell all my future potential clients, pictures are the most important thing you can possibly get at your wedding. Because when all is said and done, we're all you have left besides each other.
Right. And sometimes that doesn't last.
With COVID, right. It was a thing where the hall, the food, the band, everything was so important. But post-pandemic, we have this whole thing now where it doesn't matter where you get married. It doesn't matter who's there. It doesn't matter how big or grand it is, but your pictures are your pictures because we're creating the most important thing,
Amen.
Which is a memory.
Hey, look, we got to do the phone tap, but I want to come back and talk about this. You're not going anywhere. You brought an Entenmann's cake, so I know you're going to be here for a while.
It's, you know, it's a good conversation piece.
It is. Plus, you need some coffee. You're putting me to sleep. You really
are. I'm sorry.
You need energy.
Come on, let's bring back Psycho Phil.
Okay. Sister.
We'll bring back Psycho Phil.
He brought the Entenmann's. Drink some coffee with that coffee cake. But you should see the texts that are coming in. There's a huge response to this. People said that they would not have survived their wedding without the photographers.
Wow.
You would think the wedding planner would be the choreographer here. But it turns out that Phil and his photographers...
Well,
They kind of saved the day.
And not everybody has a wedding planner.
Yes. No, really?
No.
Oh,
I didn't have a wedding planner.
I'm kidding. I did.
I had my husband with his green folder.
He did a great job. Anyway, we're hanging out with Phil Siciliano.
Siciliano.
It's hard to say that with a lisp. And I have one. Wedding photography. And this, actually, the reason why we're loving you're here, other than we love you as a member of our family, is this documentary that was just completed and it's online. How can someone watch it?
So right now it lives on my Instagram page. If you go to Philip_Siciliano, it's the second video. It's right there. Because now we could pin things on the top, so it's easy for people to find it.
Right.
It's just a picture of me with a camera. You can't miss it.
Right.
You click it and you can watch the whole thing right there right now. We're in the process of submitting it different places to see where it goes, but it really is something interesting to watch because it shows a different perspective other than I'm this wedding photographer and I create these beautiful pictures.
Right.
It shows what goes into it. It shows the life of me and what I do behind the scenes to get people comfortable, to get people to where they need to be. It shows the humble side of me being a dad, a husband.
And his daughter Daisy's the cutest. I love my Daisy.
Her name is Daisy. How can she not be cute?
I know, true.
Daisy May.
You could name the ugliest person in the world Daisy, and they're gorgeous.
Why are you looking right at me?
Well, no, it's
rude.
I'm looking at everyone. I mean, she is gorgeous.
She loves all of you.
Anyway, I got to tell you, when you and your team were at our wedding, it was it was like, whoa, it's so weird to know you from when you were a kid and now you're like a pro. But people are interested in this. And I love documentaries. Like a little slice of someone's life that you know nothing about. And I think it's cool. So is there a name for it?
So it's called Stay Still. Mm-hmm. What happened was about a year ago, a friend of mine in the industry, amazing cinematographer, his name is Chris Antice. He approached me with this idea to start this documentary series about photographers and what we do, because we're constantly capturing all of these couples and people, and nobody knows who we are. Mm-hmm. So we had this idea. He approached a few people. They're like, yeah, yeah, let's do it. He's like, Phil, what do you think? I was like, well, let's start tomorrow. He's like, oh, great. When do you want to start?
We already have cameras. You're ready to go.
So we chose the most interesting day to start. We started the day after, I called it the world was on fire. Remember when we had that smog that came through the city and everything was orange?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, let's start tomorrow. The air quality is great. Let's go. And we went to the Staten Island Ferry and we started.
How fun.
Wow.
And it was great.
I love it. All right. Stand still.
Stay still.
Stay still.
Because think about it. You're a photographer. Stay still.
I get it.
Yeah.
Get it. All right. I'm going to get into this in a moment. Text me now, 55100. I want to hear like the craziest wedding photographer story you have. I'll give you mine. Yeah, but you're saying you want people to know what you're all about. But at the wedding, you're one way of looking at it is you're supposedly somewhat invisible in a way, right?
We're invisible and there at the same time. We don't leave your side, but we're not there.
It's all kind of creepy, but it works out.
Yeah.
But if you ever saw our photos, I was like, you did a great job on that. It was awesome. We didn't stay still a lot, but anyway. So we're hanging out with Phil Siciliano, who was the wedding. He and his team photographed our wedding, when Alex and I got married. But we were getting a lot of calls, Phil, people talking about you and how they worked with you.
That's awesome.
A lot of people saying that you really kept it together. And you were like, here's the thing. We can't talk like this here, but when he was shooting us, it was the most dirty, disgusting, vile conversation.
Well, we got to make you feel comfortable.
And we had fun. It was fun. Anyway, are you guys texting each other? What's going on?
Yes.
Okay. Danielle, remember way back when you got married? Were you happy with your photographer?
I was, but I think that if I went back now, I'd probably use Phil because I feel like you capture more moments that people don't know about. What are they called?
Candids?
Like, yeah, candids. You're much better with the candids, I think.
Right.
But I did, I mean, we got great pictures from our...
You do.
I remember some of those. Yeah, yeah,
I
look
really good in those pictures.
You do look really good.
Kidding.
I want to see those.
I was asking Phil all about the dark underbelly of the photography world, because as you know, photographers or even wedding planners, you have to see couples that at the wedding you think something's
up
here.
No way this is lasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know. We know. And just the way we know, I think everybody else at that wedding knows too.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. And the way you described it was kind of great. You meet the couple that's about to get married, and you see they're each in their own lane, and they never merge lanes ever.
They
each have their own goals in life, but they're not in common with the other person's.
So, to me, when I'm photographing a couple, there should be a unit. They're becoming a team, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And if you don't see that on the wedding day, how is that going to coexist? There's no team effort from day one. So
right. It's like one person's taking a backseat to the other person before the journey even gets started.
Right.
And another way of looking at it, there are couples that are great together, but by the time wedding time's there, they don't want to be with each other anymore. But the pressure's already on. The invites are out. People are coming. They don't want to disappoint people. And they get married anyway.
I know somebody who was asked right before, you know, you don't have to do this. And they said, it's too late.
Never too late.
They thought it was too late, yeah.
Phil, can I get my deposit back? Because I decided not to go through with the wedding.
Sure.
Okay.
What do you do?
Will you take store credit?
What happens if somebody does cancel last minute? Like, what's your policy with that?
Well, one of my second shooters, who was actually at your wedding, his name's Steve, he's actually a lawyer.
Oh.
So I had him write my contract to be ironclad.
Okay.
You call him a second shooter?
You had like 17 cameramen there. Yeah. Camera people. Hello,
yes.
Rose. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So your photographer was a New York City crime photographer, friend of your dad's.
Yeah.
And so your maid of honor asked him if he wanted He wanted you to lay down on the floor like
No.
Like at a crime scene? Yeah. What?
He asked him when, you know, he had walked up, and my dad, you know, planning the wedding, had said, I know a guy. He was one of those kind of guys, knew everybody. When the gentleman started walking up the walkway, I noticed who it was, and I looked at my dad. I said, are you kidding me? He's like, listen, he's got people convicted on his photo, so he's really good. So, you know, my mother's in the background saying the Holy Trinity. But he comes in, and my maid of honor, you know, we introduced everybody to the photographer. And my maid of honor said, do you want us to lay down on the floor? Do you want us to put some white tape down? You know, joking around.
Like yeah, it's a crime scene.
Exactly. Well, you know, would you feel more? He's like, no, you could stay upright. He did take beautiful pictures, I do have to say.
Okay, good.
I think I just got an idea for my next wedding.
What, like a death scene?
Go. Yeah.
A crime scene? Perfect. Rose, how's that marriage going? You're still married? You're all good?
Oh, 32 years later, been together 41. So,
oh,
yeah.
Look at that. All right.
That's awesome.
Good for you, Rose. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you very much. God. So when the wedding's happening, Phil, and it's, there's a point where there's no turning back. The show is on the road, and the trajectory is there. You got to keep going. Listen to this story. Hey, Mauricio.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so real quick, something happened. There was an accident with the bride's limo on the way to the wedding.
Well, it had already started. We were doing pictures at the venue, and she wanted to go to the beach, which we suggested not to. Unfortunately, on the way back, the limo got into an accident with a motorcyclist.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened, Mauricio?
Motorcycle struck the bride's side of the limo. Unfortunately, he did not make it, but she still went through with the wedding. Unfortunately, with the victim's blood on her dress.
Oh, God.
Damn.
This oh, my God. Turn.
What?
That is so Jackie O. Wow. I don't like that.
Oh, my God.
So, oh, I mean, man. I know, but someone lost their life. That's so.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could go through with a wedding knowing that we just took a life with our limo. Mm-mm. I don't know, but the photographer caught the whole thing. I'm sure.
Yeah, he was in the limo with her.
Oh my God! All right.
Wow. Oh
well,
my God.
Thank
gosh.
You, Mauricio. I think you're a nice guy, but this is the most morbid call we've had in a long time.
Dark one.
I'm depressed.
Yeah. Just one of the crazier.
Are they still married?
They are.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Guys, so it wasn't like, okay, jinxed. Damn. Whatever. All right, thank you, Mauricio. Okay, any right. more fun conversations we can have? Because, you know, we had our dog Max in our wedding, and luckily he was a good boy. Have you ever had dogs in the wedding and they actually poo right there on the, aisle?
I got a good story,
You need aisle poo in the photography.
It wasn't aisle poo, but this was getting ready poo. Oh. So I had a couple. They had two big German shepherds.
Oh, that's a lot of poo.
And we were in a open, I guess you'd call it like a factory type space where she was getting ready. It's a big old Persian rug, and she's just about to put on her wedding dress, and the dog was nervous, and you start seeing that like potty squat walk around the rug.
Oh.
And
what, just, the bride was doing potty? The potty?
No, not the bride, the dog. Okay. And just pure diarrhea.
Oh, God. Oh, see, why didn't the dog save that for the wedding? Because that's the... That would have been great. Yeah. Hold on. Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, we got one of those nice photos where we are holding each other, looking at each other in a nice loving embrace. And then far off into the background, not too far off, is our beautiful little Boston Terrier dropping a deuce.
All right.
There you go. Yes.
You see, that's probably the best photo of the entire event.
I hope you framed it.
Oh, yeah, we framed it. It's fantastic.
See,
nice.
You pray for those moments to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. And Brian,
we even got our vows on it and stuff, too. It's fantastic.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Well, once I put a bride in the middle of a bunch of pigeons, because I thought I had like this wild idea to have the pigeons fly by her.
How'd that go?
It pooped all over the groom.
All
but
right.
It was cool.
Oh, no.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, listen, Brian, thank you. You're still married? Everything's good?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
we actually met you in Mexico.
Oh, you did?
About 2017, yeah, we met in Unico.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a great trip.
Me,
And Melanie is my wife. We weren't married at the time, but we got married a couple of years ago.
Aww.
Look at that.
Oh, congratulations.
With dog poop in the photos, yeah. You got a life going, man.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Thanks for listening to us. So, Phil, if people want to follow you on Instagram, a lot of people are texting and saying they've heard you on our show before, and they follow you just to follow you because you have great photography on there.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Is it Philip underscore Siciliano?
Philip underscore Siciliano. P-H-I-L-I-P underscore S-I-C-I-L-I-A-N-O. Mm.
Cool.
Nice.
Well, thank you for coming in. I want to see this documentary called Absolutely. Stay Still.
Yes.
And can you search for it or find it on your Instagram?
Well, right now, it's just on the Instagram.
Okay,
it's coming. It's
Philip
coming.
Underscore Siciliano. I can't say it.
Sicily.
Siciliano.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Sicily.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There you go.
The girl can learn. All right, thank you, Phil.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Toppers Cold Foam. With 5 irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.